that categorization is very unfair. We don't deserve that. Nigeria as a country doesn't have terrorist tendencies. It's not in our culture. It's not in our ways. It's not part of us. It's alien to us. We cannot be stigmatized or labeled as likely terrorists because of this one-off behavior of one person. And this young man spent almost all his life outside Nigeria. He was influenced outside the shores of this country to behave the way he did. He was recruited outside this country and recruited and trained outside this country. Nigeria never supported him. Even his family reported him when they felt he was behaving well. So we feel very sad about it, that over 150 million people can be stigmatized because of one person. It is very unfair.
Debs,
I pray and wish that American government will revisit this list.
Misinformation Minister, what steps is your government taking to ensure this doesn't happen again?
Well, government is doing a lot. Investigations are going on. And Nigerian government right now is cooperating with other international bodies to investigate this matter so as to get to the root of the problem. We are in the process of putting in place 3D scanners, body scanners, so that there will be a better search of people, because 3D scanners actually exposes everything on the body. Our security in the airport and all the ports are also beefed up because this is a situation that calls for picking up of security and reviewing of security systems.
You are leading Nigeria's rebranding efforts. Do you think Abdul Muttalib's attempt significantly undermined the work that you've been doing?
Oh, definitely. Abdul Muttalib's behavior has hit a terrible blow on our rebranding campaign. Because in rebranding, we want to project Nigeria positively. We want to behave better. We want reorientation and signal change. We want to imbibe our beautiful old cultural values. And our cultural value is not to be a terrorist. And we cannot project Nigeria positively by one of us going to strike, trying to do what he wanted to do. We only thank God that he did not succeed. It, of course, is a very heavy blow on our rebranding Nigeria effort.
Abdul Muttalib being a Nigerian, is your government by any chance providing any assistance to him as he's been in the justice system here in the U.S.?
I don't know. I haven't been briefed on that.
What is your government doing, particularly when opposition groups in the country are demanding that the government give them the status of the health of the president who is currently in Jeddah?
So we have always communicated to the nation information reaching us from there. And the information reaching us is that the president is recovering. That's the information we got. And that information we pass on to the good people of Nigeria.
What is your message to the U.S. government, your final message to the U.S. government in response to the latest development?
Mine is an appeal as a Nigerian that knows that we deserve better than this, appealing to the U.S. government to please revisit that list with a view of removing Nigeria's name, because we do not deserve to be branded as suspected terrorists because of one-off behavior of one person. And that we've never been in a country of terrorists, and we can never be. Terrorism is something that is very foreign to Nigeria, and this young man has never been influenced by Nigerians or in Nigeria, or totally influenced outside this country. And it would be a thing of joy for Nigerians if our country is deleted from that list.